The frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will dance for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in his bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're when you will not be.
You are listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more.
I'm just mad about him, his voice I adore. More. But when I go in the shop and I think, is it Bungle got pimple wick, Strongle with bumper knob, Ingles with hamper dick, oh sweet lovely, what's his name? I've had private lessons.
Joan Sims and Sweet Lovely What's His Name, the single from 1967. And here is What's His Name, or Engelbert Humperdinck, and the rather appropriate song, Am I That Easy to Forget?
They say you found somebody new, but that won't stop my loving you. I just can't let you walk away.
Walk away? Run away, more like it. Here's M and Woman Make Man. Next is So-So, and Things Started Out So Pretty from the unrelentingly depressing album Not For Nothing.
There are things we just know, even if we can't say it, because it hurts or we lack the perfect combination of words and courage to articulate it. It's always there, it's on the tip of my tongue. There are things we just know, it's in our bones, it's what connects us to us and us to this place. This godforsaken place call home. Here by happenstance, some sequence of events, an accident of birth, how unfortunate. Take my certificate, put a torch to it. I forgot where I was for one glorious minute. Heaven forbid I should let my guard down even a little bit. Worse yet, I could die a cynic, alone or at my own hand. I'm sorry, fellas, there are some things you just cannot dabble in. Much to my chagrin, it all seems like a trick. The vegetarian diet, recycling right down to the NDP youth membership. I guess I just dismiss this as another hangover, masquerading as a spiritual crisis perhaps. But all my life I've felt like this, then the opposite must be true. Nobody wants things to be more difficult than they have to be, except me. And that makes me feel sorry for you, I'm spoiled. My toil is not particularly strenuous or great. Life is easy, if not for the misery I create. And I'm an artiste. Things started out so pretty. Things started out so pretty.
Now, two tracks from M's 1979 debut album, New York, London, Paris, Munich. First, Modern Man Satisfy Your Lust, followed by That's the Way the Money Goes.
Bacon, he is a lover. sense of pleasure.
You're a sensation.
Rest in heaven.
You say no, I can't. You can, you will, I won't. You're not, I am. Last night I dreamt I was breaking down your door. Cause I've got this urge you've been waiting for. Satisfy your love. That all we go across. Yeah, satisfy your love. Before you go fast.
Are you a woman or just a machine? An inflatable doll
from a magazine.
No, 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 no.
Now he's making money while she's making love.
We'll be right back. 99.8. It happens to 384.
Redline, don't hit the headlines. Life found a hole in the pocket. The best times can be the hard times. So spend it while you got it. That's the way the money goes. That's the way the money goes.
With the money theme, here is Money is King from Van Dyke Park's new album, Song Cycled.
If a man have money today, people do not care if he have Coco Bay. If a man have money today, people do not care if he have Coco Bay. He can commit murder and get off free and live in the governor's company. But if you are poor, the people tell you shoo, and a dog is better than you. If you have money to buy in a store, the boss will shake your hand at the door.
Call them
clerk, take down everything. Whiskey, earring, diamond ring. Send them to your home on a motorbike. You can pay the bill whenever you like. Not a soul will ask you a thing. They know very well that money is king. A man with a collar and tie and waistcoat, go to a store with a 10-pound note.
And I don't
she don't trust, but we both agree. Love is blind, but it's not for free. You college man, don't know ABC.
You want a buck for a damn penny.
I mean no offense, in all honesty, dog is better than me. Dog can't walk about and take a bone. Foul head, stale bread, fish tail and bone. If it's a good breed and not too wild, people will take it and mind as a child. But when a hungry man goes out to beg, they will set a bulldog behind his leg. 20 policemen will arrest him too. You see, dog is better than you.
If
if you have money and things going nice. Any woman will call you honey and spice. Give her a dress, a new pair of shoes, or she'll have no use for you. Try to caress her, she'll tell you stop. I can't carry love in a grocery shop. And most of you will agree that it's true. If your poor dog is better than you.
And now over to Uncle Buffo.
This week I have a clip from Parrots, the Universe and Everything, a talk given by the much-missed Douglas Adams. The whole thing is available on YouTube, and I'll try to make sure Frogs remembers to put a link on his blog, but at his age, they do get a bit forgetful.
And the reason we went via Melbourne was that somebody we wanted to go and see there, a man called Dr. Struan Sutherland. I actually want to read you a little bit of, about him. He was a great expert in snake venom. And I should apologize before I read this, actually, for the fact that I don't do a... My Australian accent isn't very good, but then, what the hell, you're all Americans, you won't know the difference anyway. There is in Melbourne a man who probably knows more about poisonous snakes than anyone else on earth. His name is Dr. Struan Sutherland, and he has devoted his entire life to a study of venom. And I'm bored of talking about it, he said, when we went along to see him the next morning, laden with tape recorders and notebooks. Can't stand all these poisonous creatures, all these snakes and insects and fish and things, wretched things biting everybody, and then people expect me to tell them what to do about it. I'll tell them what to do. Don't get bitten in the first place. That's the answer. I've had enough of telling people all the time. Hydroponics, now that's interesting. Talk to you all you like about hydroponics. Fascinating stuff, growing plants artificially in water. Very interesting technique. We'll need to know all about it if we're going to go to Mars and places. Where did you say you were going? Komodo. Well, don't get bitten, that's all I can say. And don't come running to me if you do, because you won't get here in time. And anyway, I've got enough on my plate. Look at this office, full of poisonous animals all over the place. See, this tank's full of fire ants, venomous little creatures. What are we going to do about them? Anyway, I've got some little fairy cakes in case you were hungry. Would you like some little cakes? I can't remember where I put them, man. There's some tea, but it's not very good. Anyway, sit down, for heaven's sake. So, you're going to Komodo. Well, I don't know why you want to do that, but I suppose you have your reasons. There are 15 different types of snake on Komodo, and half of them are poisonous. The only potentially deadly ones are the Russell's viper, the bamboo viper, and the Indian cobra. The Indian cobra is the 15th deadliest snake in the world, and all the other 14 are here in Australia. That's why it's hard for me to find time to get on my hydroponics, all these snakes all over the place. And spiders. The most poisonous spider is the Sydney funnel web. We get about 500 people a year bitten by spiders. A lot of them used to die, so we had to develop an antidote to stop people bothering me with it all the time. Took us years. Then we developed this snake bite detector kit. Not that you need a kit to tell you when you've been bitten by a snake, you usually know, but the kit is something that'll detect what type you've been bitten by so you can treat it properly. Would you like to see a kit? I've got a couple here in the venom fridge. Yeah, let's have a look. Oh, look, the cakes are in here too. Quick. Have one while they're still fresh. Fairy cakes, a bite to myself. He handed around these snake venom detection kits and his home-baked fairy cakes and retreated back to his desk, where he beamed at us cheerfully from behind his curly beard and bow tie. We admired the kits, which were small, efficient boxes neatly packed with tiny bottles, a pipette, a syringe, and a complicated set of instructions that I wouldn't want to have to read for the first time in a panic. And then we asked him how many of the snakes he'd been bitten by himself. Ah, none of them, he said. Another area of expertise that I've developed is that of getting other people to handle the dangerous animals. Well, I won't do it myself. Don't want to get bitten, do I? You know what it says on my book jackets? Hobbies, gardening, with gloves. Fishing with boots, travelling with care. That's the answer. What else? Well, in addition to the boots, wear thick baggy trousers and preferably have half a dozen people tramping along in front of you making as much noise as possible. The snakes pick up the vibrations and get out of your way, unless it's a death adder, otherwise known as the death adder, which just lies there. People can walk right past it and over it and nothing happens. I've heard of 12 people in a line walking over a death adder and the 12th person accidentally trod on it and got bitten. Normally you're quite safe if you're 12th in line. You're not eating your cakes. Come on, get them down here. There's plenty more in the venom fridge. We asked tentatively if we could perhaps take a snake bite detector kit with us to Komodo. Ah, of course you can, of course you can. Take as many as you like. Won't do you a blind bit of good because they're only for Australian snakes. So what do we do if we get bitten by something deadly then? I asked. He blinked at me as if I was stupid. Well, what do you think you do? He said. You die, of course. That's what deadly means. But what about cutting open the wound and sucking out the blood, or sucking out the poison? I asked. Well, rather you than me, he said. I wouldn't want a mouthful of poison. Shouldn't do you any harm, though. I mean, snake toxins have a high molecular weight, so they won't penetrate the blood vessels in the mouth the way that alcohol or some drugs do. And then the poison gets destroyed by the acids in your stomach. But it's not necessarily going to do much good either. I mean, you're not likely to be able to get much of the poison out, but you're probably going to make the wound a lot worse trying. And in a place like Komodo, it means you'd quickly have a seriously infected wound to contend with, as well as a leg full of poison. Septicemia, gangrene, you name it, it'll kill you. Well, what about a tourniquet? I asked. Well, fine, if you don't mind having your leg cut off afterwards. You'd have to, because if you cut off the blood supply to it completely, it'll just die. And if you can find anyone in that part of Indonesia you'd trust to take your leg off, then you're a braver man than me. Now, I'll tell you, the only thing you can do is apply a pressure bandage direct to the wound and wrap the whole leg up tightly, but not too tightly. Slow the blood flow, but don't cut it off, or you'll lose the leg. Hold your leg, or whatever bit you've been bitten in, lower than your heart and your head. Keep very, very still. Breathe slowly, and get to a doctor immediately. If you're on Komodo, that means a couple of days, by which time you'll be well dead. Now, the only answer, and I mean this quite seriously, is don't get bitten. There's no reason why you should. Any of the snakes there will get out of your way well before you even see them. You don't really need to worry about the snakes if you're careful. Now, the things you really need to worry about are the marine creatures. What? Scorpionfish, stonefish, sea snakes, much more poisonous than anything on land. Get stung by a stonefish, the pain alone will kill you. People drown themselves just to stop the pain. Where are all these things? Oh, just in the sea, tons of them. I wouldn't go near it if I were you. Full of poisonous animals, hate them. Is there anything you do like? Yeah, he said, hydroponics. No, I said, I mean, are there any poisonous creatures you particularly fond of? He looked out of the window for a moment. Ah, there was, he said, but she left me.
You're listening to DJ Frog's In the Window on Spirit Branch Radio. Broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in. You visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com. Schedules, playlists, archives and more.
Thank you, Uncle Buffo. And now from the new album Versions by Zola Jesus, it's In Your Nature.
As above me, as below, and now just when the wall becomes a hole. The ground is shaking at a realm
Is the prolific R. Stevie Moore and Pretend for a Second That You Are Very Intelligent from the Personal Appeal album.
You are very intelligent. Imagine your brain improved. You can tell that dreaming is easy, but I'll continue to move. Rock and roll has its problems. Everybody's in the minor leagues. Consider all the things that people can't do. Besides, look at Cheryl Tiggs. That is stupid. I am the one. Of my own, but it's hard being ahead of your time, and I'll continue to grow. Rock and roll is deceasing, everybody knows it's repetition. Do it once, do it over again, and again, once more, no competition. That is wrong. That's not good, boys and girls. You've got to study real hard and do your very best to make better grades than your friends. Pretend for a second that you understand. Smile with knowledge of truth. It's simple to grasp the creative style to use and continue to use. Cause rock and roll is constipated. Not only is it shit, but it's runny shit. And it doesn't want to stop losing out. And you know I'm tired of it. Come on! What in the world is wrong with you? Explain! Why are you acting so dumb? You can't fool me. I know you've got some common sense. You should be unable to control your imagination like that. Let it out! Enough diarrhea. Get smart. You already are smart. Just cut the game.
Pretend for a second that you were very intelligent. Pretend for a second that you were very intelligent.
Now a track from Russ G's new album, Back on the Planet, it's Being Cosmic.
Woo!
Next, Psycho Daisies from Apple's new album, An Apple a Day. Now Vienna Teng and In the 99 from her new album Aims.
Bye.
Here's Bud and Merry-Go-Round. Next, Julius Stone and the title track from The Memory Machine.
I miss you.
sewn on button eyes. Now ears became a memory. The blind loving the blind. Now voices became our fingers. And you touched me with your song.
Us out, it's Miss Kitten and Mind Stretching from Calling from the Stars.
Stretching, 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 stretching. making space.
Well, that's it for this show. If you have been, thanks for listening.